Yeah, I think first period felt like I missed 9 months. I mean, you know, just getting your legs, you go through training camp as much as you want and timing. As much, you know, it's getting that game situation, making the quick decisions. You know, first period and a half felt like everything was moving pretty quick for me, but then I thought I settled down pretty good. A lot of penalty kills, so that got me used to that right away. But overall, I was happy with it. You know, my body felt good, and hopefully the timing will come with a couple more games.
You had a feel for that nice big block you had on the 5-on-3, too, timed it perfectly.
Yeah, that's, that'll get you back into it pretty quickly when you're sitting down in front of one of those. So, I mean, that's my biggest thing in this preseason is, you know, I can't let up and, you know, let up and not block one of those or something like that. I got to get right back to my game and miss so much time. I have to treat these games like the regular season games and go out there and play like it. So, you know, it's good to get that block in and just to feel like you're back in the game and back in playing them.
Was there ever any tentativeness or anything like that on your part?
No. Like I said, I mean, the timing and everything a little bit, but tentativeness and things like that, I got out of the way right at camp. You know, I tried to go right away, and I'm not thinking about my hip at all. You know, that's in the back of my mind now, most just trying to get my game back.
I see. I've seen a couple of spin moves you've done in some of the practices. You must be feeling okay. How's Steven look to you?
Like Steven, it's pretty impressive right away. That first pass he made to Hedy was special. But no, it's good to, he seemed like he was right back into it. Made a couple good plays. He's really good on the power play. So it's good to see him out there and feeling good.
Yeah, we talk about the timing. When you see him make a play like that on his first shift back, I mean, it's just that's just who he is. He's just instinctual. He's not going to lose that.
Yeah, that's what part of what makes him so special. And I think a lot of players like that is they can use their instincts and they know where they are on the ice. And just shows no matter how much time they have off, they still have it. And you know, that play, I think, showed it right away that, you know, he's ready to go and he's ready, he's back.
You knew that the league is trying to crack down and slash into some of these calls. What kind of an adjustment is that going to be from a player's standpoint to understand exactly what the standards are?
That's tough. I mean, you know, you see sometimes where this happens in preseason that it lets up a little bit as the season goes on or as the regular season starts, but there's definitely going to be that feeling out period. And you know, it's hard for me to believe that going into a regular season we're going to see this many penalties. You know, but at the same time, I understand they're trying to crack down on the sticky calls and face-off calls. So there's going to be some give and take there, and it's going to take some time for players to get used to it. You know, as far as I've been in the league, a lot of those aren't penalties. You know, all of a sudden they're getting called. It's from a defensive standpoint, it's hard to defend when you're so used to doing something for so long, and all of a sudden now it's a penalty. So it's going to be tough, but if they call it like that consistently, I think guys are not going to have a problem with it. It's you know, if you start getting inconsistent with it, that's when guys start to worry and complain, and it's tough to read. So if they're consistent with it and that's what they're going to call it, then, you know, we have to learn.
So you're always going to try and get away with it as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Player standpoint. Yeah. So do you like to see the standard set early?
You do, yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they stick to that standard is the biggest thing I think you'll hear from every player. If that's the standard and they stick to it, we're not going to have an issue with it. It's you know, some of those ones when they get called sometimes and sometimes they don't, then you're guessing, and, you know, it's no fun playing that way.
Almost like the league adjusts after the obstruction stuff, after the lockout too, right? So they had the preseason where they had that, and then people gradually, you know, you have to...
Yeah, you see this every year in the preseason, a little bit more penalties and some more power plays. This year, obviously, a little bit more with the stick infractions and face-off violations, but... You know, they're trying to make the game a little bit better, a little bit more speed. You know, the stick obstructions and the slashing in the hands obviously takes away from that. So, like I said, the biggest thing is if it's consistent and this is how it's going to be called, then, you know, I'm sure the players are going to be fine with it.
Sorry, I've been asked. Yeah. How'd you feel out there today?
I felt good. I mean, like we said earlier, Eric there, it felt like I missed 9 months. The first, you know, period and a half or period or so, just timing and getting your legs. But... Once I got going and got a little bit more comfortable into the game, you know, I felt good. I felt pretty comfortable.
I feel like you could play your game. I know you had some hits out there. You're locking down the penalty kill. Was there, like, never a time where you're like, oh, I'm thinking about this or whatever?
Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah, I didn't think about it, my hip or anything or injuries at all when I was out there. So that's a big thing for me to get that first game out of the way, like you said, blocking some shots, taking some hits, giving some hits. So that's a good step.
You said you were a little bit more fatigued last year in the early game where you're like, okay, yeah. And so you could probably sense that, like, what do you... Finish the game tonight, you know?
Yeah, no, it's towards the end last year when I was trying to play through the hip again. you're fatigued quickly, the leg would fatigue quickly, and that wasn't the case tonight. You know, I fatigued a little bit just from getting used to game speed again, but nothing to do with the hip.
Were you nervous going in, or were you anxious, or are you kind of like...
Actually, I was. No, I was you know, first preseason game, I've been a little bit nervous and anxious in a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's riding the bike before the game, and I thought, I'm like, oh, I haven't had this feeling in a while in a preseason game.
Butterflies, huh?
Yeah, so it was good.
Well, thank you.